Party people, bad tag team. I messed it up.
Nah, it's all good, man. Hey, this your boys, Joffrey with the G.
Taco de la Silva. We are back. It's the end of the week, people. Some of y'all are driving home right now, but we're about to kick it off with some random stuff going
random
on.
Random stuff.
Man, I got to say, boxing. What's going on in boxing, man?
Well, you know, Joshua won this past weekend. So now Dante Wilder has a fight coming up. He should win this fight. Of course, he can't lose the fight because the mega fight is between Joshua and Wilder. Everybody want to see it. Two knockout artists going toe-to-toe. That's what we want to see.
Yeah, that's what everybody wants to see.
So Wilder win this next fight so we can make this mega fight happen.
What about HBO, man? HBO is getting out of boxing. And that's weird to me because they used to be that. I mean, even if you see like Rocky movies and stuff right. like that, HBO was covering the big fight or the mega fight, and now they are getting out at the end of the year.
I wonder if that has something to do with like NBC Sports.
Getting fights, yeah.
They getting fights. You have ESPN.
ESPN, we talked about that.
Yep, so maybe that's why. HBO getting out.
I think UFC's taking some of that money that's going into that.
I agree, man. So I know I like the sport of boxing. I like MMA. I just like the fight game. So growing up watching fighters all my life, I always just gravitated towards it.
Man, growing up watching Rocky, I wanted to be a boxer.
Yeah, man. Didn't pan out.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, my old neighborhood, man, it was like, hey, how everybody going? You know, you see everybody and it's a circle of people. You wondering what the heck going on? And you just look out like, oh yeah, you and him about the same size. And you get pushed into the circle. Well, it's either hit your face with his hands or put your hands up and try to fight back. And that's kind of how it started. And next thing you know, man, you start actually learning how to fight organized or whatever. So
is that big in Ohio? Because I know someone else and that was the same thing. They would go to boxing was a big part of their growing up. Just I guess
boxing is still a big deal in Cincinnati, Ohio. Like I see my friends I grew up with, they still matter of fact, I'm part of a boxing forum on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, they added me. And it's cool because, of course, you know, my brothers, all of us, is just part of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Every day we went to what was called the neighborhood house, downtown Cincinnati, man. And now you've seen the local legends. You know, you never knew who was going to show up that was actually somebody just to watch somebody spar. I mean, you never knew. I loved it. We just hang out. You might get a chance to talk to a girl you liked or something because, you know, they knew the guys was going to be there learning how to fight. So it was cool, man. It was a good experience, man.
Who was the first guy you looked up to as far as in the boxing world?
I will say it was a local cat.
Yeah.
Me and his brother was best friends growing up. What's up, Wuxi? Rushi Springs, his brother was Rave Springs, and he was like the man. I mean, he was knocking folks out left and right. So, I mean, I wanted to fight like he did, you know. And then I got a shout out, a friend of mine also, Ricardo Williams. He was he won the silver medal in the Olympics.
Wow.
And he's from my neighborhood in Cincinnati, Ohio. Ricardo Williams, what's up, man? Much love.
What year?
This was, this is the 90s, I think. Like
96 or 92?
Man, it had to be 96, because 92, he was still young. But 96, maybe 2000. But yeah, Ricardo Williams did his thing. I forget that. Who did, and he lost off like.
Hold on. Go ahead. Score alert. Cardinals just scored again,
48. Yeah, right, dude.
The Cardinals scored again, 48. But keep going, sorry.
Still gonna lose. But yeah, man, I love the fight game, man. I'm looking to get into some MMA myself. But the only thing about getting an MMA, somebody teach you, they gonna want to beat you up.
Yeah.
I want to learn the skill. I don't want to get beat up.
Yeah.
You know. And
get hit.
Yeah. So.
Or kicked. I mean.
Or kicked. But my boys, especially my youngest, he's like a little warrior. He likes to punch. He likes to wrestle, all that type of stuff. So MMA would be right down his alley. So I'm gonna just throw him in that and see what he do. He got a lot of energy. So what's up with you, man?
All right, Chattanooga, man. The Reds just made a 2-year deal with the Lookouts. They're coming back. I mean, they had that marriage for 20 years.
And you know, I thought it was weird when all of a sudden the Reds was like gone, and then you had like somebody like the Dodgers organization, yeah. And then it was like the Twins for a while. Like, why?
Yeah.
Like, even when I was younger, I knew when I would look at the form system, you know, it's the Reds, and then it was Louisville, and then it was Chattanooga.
Yeah.
You know, and you knew it, and then all of a sudden the change, you know, yeah. What happened? Maybe it was, I don't know, disagreement, money. Something. Yeah.
But they're back. They're going to be back, and
hopefully to stay. Get to see some of those Reds players I like.
Yeah, supposedly y'all have the 7th best farming system.
And that's, hey man, that's our art, y'all. Art is on it.
All right, what else random stuff we got?
We got the Ryder Cup coming up. Tiger Woods is in the Ryder Cup.
And that's why people will be tuning in. Y'all love the rivalry between U.S. and European players.
That's true, and it's a big deal. It's just good to see that Tiger Woods is back in it in the Ryder Cup, and he might make some noise. You never know.
Yeah, the response I've heard from people, like when they saw Tiger win, and they're like, "Man, I want to go hit some balls. I want to watch some golf. I want to get into this."
And you know, I might even pick my clothes back up.
Uh-oh. I think.
Thanks, Tiger.
Yeah. He was the reason why I got my dad to buy me some Walmart clubs. I don't even remember.
Same here.
But, all right, man, what we got?
All right, so next, man, we got UTC. They're 4-0.
Yeah. They beat up last week on Sanford. And they got ETSU this weekend, which is 3-1. It's going to be a tough game on the road.
It's going to be a tough game, yeah.
So, go Mocs. Dude, I like their attitude. I read about their attitude this week was, yeah, we can celebrate this win we just had, but, nah, we're going to focus on the next game.
Right.
I mean, if you want to win, it's a long, grueling season, and that's the approach you got to go. You can't just be on praise mode after you win.
That's true.
So, go Mocs, go Chattanooga.
All right, and Cincinnati Bearcats, they have they're 4-0 as well. And they have UConn next, who's 1-3.
That's a win.
Yeah, it should be a win. No letdowns, Bearcats. No letdown. Go in there and win. You got this.
So the Bearcats might be only a handful of teams come this weekend of undefeateds left, because, you know, I know I'm jumping ahead of myself, but a lot of undefeated teams go against each other.
Yeah.
And there's going to be some upsets. I'm jumping way ahead, but what we got next on the
list? All right, so, man, Miami put the smackdown on UNC last night. They proved that they're the number 2 team in the ACC, and they won't back in the top 10, I guess, because they whooped them 47-10.
Man, I just got to give you a play-by-play. Like, we came out first series, and, you know, Nicosi Perry, redshirt sophomore, got his first start. And, you know, we go for maybe 4 and out. I mean, no. Yeah, something like that. We didn't score. We had a punt. And Carolina comes in. quarterback's rolling. They're rolling. I mean, they're running all over us. They got, I mean, they're running sets with three running backs in the back.
Man.
And they're running all over us. They get down. They should have had a touchdown, but a miscue or something or a penalty. They only got a field goal.
Mm.
And then we come right back, and I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was our offense or what. Maybe we went out again. We didn't score again. We had to punt. And then they we end up scoring. Something like that. Anyways, but then the North Carolina got another series. Quarterback gets sacked, fumbles the ball. We run it in for a touchdown. That's what happened. That's how we got our first points. And
didn't look back.
And didn't look back, but North Carolina, they kept fighting.
Yeah.
And I think where North Carolina missed up was they kept rotating these two guys. The starter quarterback, he had been suspended for selling Jordans.
Well,
he finally got back. All the players were back this game, and except one, but majority, I think there was 13 players total.
I wonder if he sold more than one pair. Not sure.
But they kept rotating these guys. Like, yeah. I felt bad for the first quarterback because that second series, he fumbled, and we scored. The coach, like, took him out, brought in this guy that had been suspended. I mean, he was running all over us at first. They scored. But then after that, we knew what he was going to do. He couldn't throw the ball against us.
You know, North Carolina is one of those teams that can be good. They just have a lot of off years.
Dude, they could have had us if they would have kept that first quarterback in. I felt bad for him because they said, oh, he had built his confidence up from last year and all this stuff, and they took him out second series. Man, I can tell you this. I had fun seeing the turnover chain come out six times.
Wow.
Three interceptions.
The turnover chain is
three
back.
Three fumbles. Yeah, it was good to see we won the battle in the trenches.
And that's what you want.
And to see the offensive line do that means a lot because, once again, for y'all Miami fans, y'all get mad at the first game, but we have to build depth. We're still a couple years away from being like a Clemson with the depth, having so many people. But, yeah, last night was a fun night.
Well, if y'all ever get back to being the U.
We got to get a championship before anybody can say that. They keep saying that, but.
As long as my Buckeyes right there, man, we're going to be right there to try to stump y'all.
One more Thursday night game before we get to college.
Yeah, hey, man.
We get to the Buckeyes.
This is a very high scoring game. Almost 70 points scored. It was 69, actually. 38-31 Rams.
Are you not entertained? Man, I was flipping back to that. I was watching the U, but I kept on. I was like, man, this is a game. Todd Gurley is doing everything. He's
doing
catching,
his thing,
running, everything. But Jared Goff, give credit to that man. He had a night.
Yeah, he did.
Even across the on the other side of the field, Kirk Cousins, he had a night.
Yep. Cousins threw for 422 yards, man. He did his thing. Three touchdowns. No INTs. That let you know them boys was balling.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Really wasn't a lot of rushing yards for Minnesota, but he had a lot of receiving yards. The Rams, man, wow. Goff, 465 yards. Five touchdowns. He had a monster.
What
game.
Was Gurley's? No, because every time I looked at the play-by-play, it was like Todd Gurley run, Todd Gurley catch.
He had
catch.
83 yards.
How many
rushing game? He had 17 rushes.
17. How many catches did he have?
Let me see how many catches he had. Gurley had four catches for 73 yards, and he scored a touchdown.
Yeah, those two. I'm telling you, those two plays where they scored, it was like Todd Gurley, Goff connecting to Gurley.
Cup had a huge game. 9 receptions, 162 yards receiving, 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Yeah, they balled out last night.
They are the team that looks, we've said this before, complete. They look complete.
Yeah, they do look complete. I think they're going to be there. I think I made a prediction that, did we do that on the last podcast?
Probably, yeah, I think so.
But I think the Rams will more than likely make it to the Super Bowl. It may be Rams, Philly, and the NFC Championship.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, I remember now.
And then AFC more likely one of the strongest teams right now, the Chiefs.
Yeah,
Kansas City.
Pat Mahomes,
and maybe Jacksonville. Their defense. I mean, if they can get, they need to put out some more offense because that game
Bortles, man. I don't believe in that, man. Yeah, so inconsistent. Yeah.
But their defense, I like their defense. It's just stout. The way they pushed around them daggone Pacers, man, I was loving it.
Yeah.
You know, but
there was a, before this game on Thursday night with the Rams, there was an article that ESPN, I just read the title. It was like something like a team that could get away with trading their first round pick QB or something like that. I don't know if it was indicating like trade Jared Goff and still make the playoffs or something, but I'm like, no way.
I think you mess up the chemistry.
Yeah.
Just because the amount of years he got chemistry with his player, I don't think it'll work.
Yeah.
You know,
I agree, man. I think what they got going on right now is good.
And you think, man, like him and Gurley finally having that timing together, because when you the quarterback and you handing the ball off to somebody, if they know you doing an audible, you know, you want that person to know you going left and not right when you do change it. So, you know, all right, so let's move on. We got one more random thing, man. I heard this yesterday, and it's way out there, that it's possible next year that Anthony Davis will team up with LeBron James in L.A. Now, where it gets tricky is who would they give up? Because Kuzma, more likely, they're not going to want to part ways. And you know New Orleans is going to want something for Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
I think he got like a 3 more years left with them. So he didn't sign a long-term deal, which means he not really sold in. More than likely, they're not going to do much this year. Mm. All the talent and left, you know, so he's going to be a one-man show this year.
I think he's in a position like Kevin Love was with Minnesota.
You know,
I mean, Kevin Love, when he was in Minnesota, I mean, automatic.
The man.
20 and 20 sometimes.
Yep.
Automatic. Meaning 20 points, 20 rebounds.
Right.
I'm saying that because some people won't understand what I'm saying. But I think he's just tired. He wants to be on a team that has support, and he's not killing himself just to, you know, because he's had injuries. And when he was out, nah, they weren't doing it.
And I'm going to tell you, man, I know a lot of times most superstars take a back seat to LeBron. And I've been saying this since last year, that AD and LeBron is a perfect fit. AD won't have to take a back seat to LeBron. Yeah. He can play his game. You know, a lot of players who has to have the ball, they got to take a back seat to LeBron because he wants the ball too.
Yeah.
And if they're not going to distribute the ball better than he is, of course, he's going to get the ball most of the time. So,
I think him going to the Lakers, he chose that for the purpose that he's getting older.
Right.
And he doesn't have to put up all those.
Right, right.
So if he gets that support, he wants that support.
Yep.
And he wants them to thrive. He just wants to win.
And right now, man, he got 3 or 4 young guys he could throw the ball to. And, too, it's smart about what the Lakers did by going to get Rondo, meaning Rondo can carry the rock, you know, half the game.
Yeah.
LeBron won't have to do all that work like he did in Cleveland last year. So, yeah, man, kudos. So, what you got in the preseason NBA, man?
Okay, Lakers play Sunday. So, to see LeBron in his new jersey play Sunday against the Nuggets, ESPN.
Wow, that's so soon, man. Awesome. Awesome, awesome.
What else is?
We got the Celtics and Hornets. They play tonight. So, they already preseason already going.
NBA's going to be here before we know it. Can't wait to see my San Antonio Spurs.
Saturday, Trailblazers, Raptors. And also on Saturday, the Timberwolves and Warriors. That's the late game, 8:30 game. Now, let's talk about the Timberwolves.
Jimmy Butler, man. Jimmy Butler. They are shopping Jimmy Butler, but the word is coach, I don't even know how to say his name. But he,
Thibodeau.
He is asking ridiculous way stuff for much. Him. So
that's too much to give up.
And Jimmy Butler wants out.
Yeah.
But I don't see him going anywhere right now.
I mean, really, why would you give away your whole team to rent a player for 1 year?
Exactly. It's not going to happen.
I mean, you literally will have to give up. Maybe you got some really good young talent, but if you don't have some seasoned veterans that can play along with a Jimmy Butler, it ain't going to fit no way.
Right. I think the team that's most intrigued to try to get him was Miami Heat.
Yeah.
But
I can see that work.
Once again, they're asking too much. Yeah. I think they want Whiteside and some
that's
other.
That's all. It's all right. They not.
Yeah, that, no way.
They kept Whiteside and let Wade walk out the door. They let you know they not getting rid of this dude.
Yeah.
Because Wade is a legend in Miami.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I would take the best deal for Jimmy Butler because Minnesota still has Wiggins. They still have what's the other guy's name?
His name was just
because he was a first rounder too.
He's the center. The center for Minnesota.
Towns. They have Towns and
Carl
Wiggins.
Anthony Towns, yeah.
They have them, like Jimmy Butler, man, just take it and you build. You got these young guys.
They're being greedy. That's what it is, man.
I'm just saying, Jimmy Butler. I mean, Jimmy Butler is Jimmy Butler. Don't get me wrong. But you have these other guys. You have, you know, a good team.
For people that think that they're going to give up the whole team for Jimmy Butler there, it's just insane, man.
They can win even if they don't get – you know, they don't have to get the ridiculous stuff. They can win right now if they get make some not good moves with Jimmy Butler. But if he stays, they're just going to be the same. I don't know. He might not be happy.
What I'm curious to know is Jimmy Butler right? Are these young guys' heart in the wrong place? He's a veteran.
Yeah.
He's been on losing teams before, and he see the winner in these guys. But because they're not winning like they should be,
yeah,
he's lashing out. He's speaking his mind. He's not happy.
Mm-hmm.
I understand he's in the middle of his career, on the cusp of, you know, on the downside of his career. Because, I mean, why would you want to keep losing?
Yeah.
Of course he want to ring.
Yeah.
There's rumors him on the team up with Kyrie Irving. So yeah,
Boston is loaded.
They loaded.
I mean, I think that's what it is. Jimmy Butler, I don't even think it's money at all. He just wants to go somewhere and be part of a team. And I think it's the organization, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's not really helping the situation. Because, I mean, he was in Chicago and – he fought for everything he got, and
right.
That's where he is now.
Right.
So,
now I know he want to go to the Knicks. The Knicks was one of his teams.
Mm-hmm.
The Clippers was one of his teams.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a third team. I just can't think of who that team was. But anyway, I guess we need to move on to the Knicks. The Lakers play the Nuggets, which you already mentioned. The Heat play the Spurs.
When's that game?
That game is on Sunday at 5 p.m. NBA TV. That Nuggets-Lakers game is on at 9:30, and that's on ESPN.
I'm glad you brought that up, man, NBA TV. So now NBA TV people will be offering the fourth quarter or whatever for $1.99 or something like
that. That's pretty cool.
Well, yeah.
I like that.
Because I remember I would want to, like, just tune in to check the Spurs out, NBA TV. But, like, you have to pay, like – especially if it's like before the halfway mark, you got to pay the whole thing,
great.
And then even after, you still got to pay half.
And who gonna want to do that?
So that's cool. $1.99. I think NBA's monetizing everything, which is good. They're going to need to the way they're paying all these people.
yeah, you're right. Now, the Hornets and Celtics might be an okay game to watch Sunday. It'll be a lot of young players. Probably the veterans probably won't even play. So
what
it
about
might.
Tony Parker?
With the Hornets? He kind of like LeBron. Like LeBron won't even. He probably won't suit up much in the preseason. So if you're gonna go,
he said he's making his debut.
Now he may play this game. Yeah. But like it was rumored that he said he don't need the preseason. Which, yeah. You know, LeBron is in shape, y'all. Like yeah. I don't think he has a off season or out of season body. Like he stays ready to play basketball all year round. So, yeah, all right. So, man, let's keep it going. Now, that's some of the preseason games that's going on this weekend. Now, let's talk about the NCAA football.
Let's do it. What game you want to start with?
All right, so we already talked about the Thursday game. There's no game other to start with, but one of the biggest games of the weekend.
Yep, this is one of the games I was talking about, that two undefeated teams.
My team, number 4, Ohio State, going into Penn State Stadium. It's going to be a whiteout party, y'all. They're going to have the towels going, the white shirts. It's going to be loud. But in the end, my Buckeyes will be victorious. Haskins will throw for probably 5 or 6 touchdowns. I don't know.
I'm picking Penn State.
You picking Penn State?
I'm picking Penn State.
I can't do it.
I'm picking Penn State.
I'm going Buckeyes. We three and a half favorites.
I'm saying 1 point.
Penn State. Oh
point.
Man, it's gonna be a nail biter.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a good. I hope it is. I know you don't, but I hope it is because
I want
to building this game. I mean, they were showing it during the Miami game. People are already like getting ready. This is Thursday night, people. The game ain't till Saturday. People are getting ready at what's it called, Fanville or whatever? Because game day, you know.
Yeah, I remember.
They're
already
getting ready.
And I mean, it's a nice rivalry, man. Only like recently, especially when Ohio State pretty much was in cruise control on their way to the playoffs, and then they ran into Penn State that year at home, and Penn State got like a field goal or something to win the game. They stayed close enough and beat Ohio State. Who most people didn't even have Penn State even been in that game. So, and then Penn State end up like winning out the rest of the year or something like that.
Yeah.
No hiccup. So, Ohio State remembered that. And last year, of course, they kicked their butt. So, what you think Penn State is going to do is they're going to give them their best game. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be. That's just one game. That's going
to
be it.
And it's at 7:30.
Prime time.
I can't wait. All right, so Alabama is at Louisiana. Louisiana is at Alabama.
Raging Cajuns, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah, that's
the Raging Cajuns. Alabama wins that game.
Yeah. One thing I want to bring up for your Bearcats, man, I think they should be in the top 25 because, personally, I don't think California should be up there in there, even though they're undefeated. They're 3-0. But in the coaching poll, they are getting votes. Just to give you some hope for your Bearcats,
it's possible
they got 10. That's not the coach. The top AP. I'm sorry, the AP got y'all, not the coaching poll, but the AP got y'all.
Wow,
receiving votes.
So it's just a matter of time. It'll take maybe a big win in the conference. Maybe beat a team like Houston. Maybe UCF. They can beat them.
Yeah.
Or even a close game won't work. They'll have to beat them.
If they stay undefeated, there's only the top nine teams are undefeated. Oh, no, there's top 9, 10, 11, 12. About 14 teams in the top 25 that are undefeated, but there's probably like Cincinnati undefeated.
All right.
But
all right, so let's keep this rolling, man. We got Central Michigan at Michigan State.
Man, Michigan State gonna stomp them. Michigan is not the Central Michigan of past where they would put up a game a little bit, but
it's gonna be bad. And this next game, man, surprise, surprise, Syracuse 4-0, but they have to go into Clemson.
I'm taking Syracuse, man.
You think they can pull it off?
I mean, this past week, big news story is Kelly Bryant, former starter, started all last year, had a little ankle injury, but he came back, went to the college playoff, started, whatever. Now this year, we're four games in, and he is not named. They named the true freshman Trevor Lawrence starter. And so the story this week was Dabo Swinney had an emotional talk with him, basically told him, hey, we're going with Trevor. He says he's going to transfer, which I have respect for Dabo Swinney because he could just say, hey, we're trying this out. But four games, that new redshirt rule allows Kelly Bryant to, you know, stay out the season and transfer to another program and play. Yeah. So, but that's the big story. So, you know, this if Trevor Lawrence gets hurt, all they got behind him is more freshmen. So, I'm liking Syracuse. I'm liking how they played Florida State, what they're doing, how they've been playing. I forgot that guy's coach. That coach is there, but I think he has them set. And I'm calling this an upset.
You calling it an upset?
Syracuse upsets Clemson. The Big Orange upsets Clemson.
I'm gonna go with the home team. I just think Clemson will show up. They know that Syracuse is one of those teams that will upset you. You know, whether it's at home or at your house. I do want Syracuse to beat them. I just don't think they're the team in the ACC that's gonna do it.
I pick them.
You
Syracuse.
Pick. I'm going Clemson. Now this next game, two ranked teams, West Virginia, 3-0, going to number 25 Texas Tech, who's 3-1. It's a 12:00 game, so they're giving West Virginia the edge, 3.5.
Yeah, Texas Tech is their offense is.
They roll.
Yeah, they roll. But I think West Virginia has a pretty. I wouldn't say awesome defense, but I say they got a solid defense that will stop Texas Tech just enough because their offense is going to roll.
And you going to go West Virginia. You was going to go West Virginia.
Oh, automatic. Either. Will Greer, I think he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. I mean, in the college, however you would call it, in college, period.
I'm still not sold on West Virginia. I'm going with the upset. Texas Tech at home. They throw for about 1,000 yards.
That's what they do. That's where Pat Mahomes came from. You know, hey, some history here. Baker Mayfield went to Texas Tech, too, as a walk-on.
That's crazy.
I think a walk-on. And then ended up at Oklahoma. As a walk-on.
Yep.
And this kid, they just played it on ESPN the other night, but they had like a five-star. Oklahoma had a five-star that played a little bit the year before. He got hurt. Baker Mayfield comes in and takes his spot, takes his spot and never gives it up. Trevor McKnight was Oklahoma's quarterback at the time. But, yeah.
Dang. That's messed up. All right, so I have to mention this game because we're in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Tennessee goes into Georgia. Now, this game has been a game in years past. Mm-hmm. But this year, I don't think they have a chance.
I agree. I want to say, like, maybe. Because, you know, Pruitt was the defensive coordinator under Mark Richt for 1 year. Mm. And then Mark Richt was fired. He has some ties. He actually helped Georgia out a lot because he called out the University of Georgia, basically.
Right.
In the media, like, saying, why don't we have an indoor facility? And they end up getting we're here 2 years, 3 years later, and they have an indoor facility now. Yeah, I don't see anything happening, but I think Pruitt will give them a little edge in the first quarter, and that's it.
Game yeah. over. Yeah, it's nothing that that can be said to boost Tennessee up. They lose. Probably bad.
Yeah. I just hope they don't have that unsportsmanlike from last week. Where yeah. Dude's not even going in and playing. That's ridiculous.
Just go in, play four quarters, lose, and go home.
Yeah.
Because Georgia is just – they playing. They want Alabama so bad in the SEC championship. I don't even see a team in the East. I thought Missouri, who gave them a pretty good game, was going to be able to do it, and they didn't do it. So, all right, next game, Baylor, Oklahoma.
We're going to see that Major League Baseball draftee Kyler Murray go off. They're going to win. They're going to kill Baylor.
They probably are going to win, but I would like to see Oklahoma take a L. Just so.
Ohio State moves up.
You're
ahead of them already.
Well, just so when they do play Texas, it'll be a bigger game. The next game, Texas at Kansas State. Texas going to build up more steam after this game. They'll probably move.
Yeah.
Probably the number 15 or 14 after this win, because they're going to go win in Kansas State. I don't know, man.
Texas will have no problem here, I think.
Yeah, that's what
It used to be Kansas State. It would be hard going into Kansas
State. Man,
yes. Kansas State would.
They can be Texas, anybody, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't
they're not that good.
No.
All right, so the next game, Pitt at UCF. Now, this might be that trip-up game for UCF. I know we talked about it.
I really wish we could have saw the UCF-North Carolina game, but it got canceled because I would have a better outlook on this game. But I'm going to say UCF because Pittsburgh has no defense. We saw this the other week where they got beat. But they don't have a defense.
UFC,
these guys have been playing for a while. I think they win.
UCF definitely will win. That's about what they giving them, a 13-point spread. All right, so Southern Miss at Auburn.
Brett Favre ain't walking through those doors.
No.
Even if they were, he wouldn't have anybody to throw to.
Auburn is gonna lose so bad. I mean,
stop playing.
I'm just playing. Southern Miss, just show up, suit up, play your game. Auburn probably going to win by about 6 touchdowns.
Yeah.
All right, this the team up north.
Go Blue. Michigan.
Michigan sucks.
At Northwestern.
All right, so I have to bring this news to you. Michigan will more than likely win against Northwestern. But only by 2 touchdowns. So it lets you know that Michigan really, they're not a great team. Because Northwestern sucks.
Yeah. I saw them play Purdue. And I don't know, did they beat Purdue first game of the season?
Yeah, but it was like Purdue gave them a really good game. Yeah.
So, Michigan big.
Yeah.
Nah, I say 2 touchdowns like you. Yeah.
All right, so this next game, Florida, Mississippi State. I think Mississippi State bounced back.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No. Even though they're going, it's at Starkville.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Dan Mullen used to be the coach of Mississippi State. So I'm going to say no. Florida wins.
Mississippi State going to whoop that tail.
Florida wins.
And is at home.
Dan Mullen knows those people.
And they lost last.
He recruited every single player on that team. He knows their weaknesses.
They got to get back, man. They lost to Kentucky. So, yeah. Virginia Tech, poor thing.
And Duke.
How do you lose an Old Dominion?
I don't even know. Because Florida International beat up on Old Dominion.
Yeah. Yeah, well, so Virginia Tech at Duke. I think Duke handled business.
Yeah, I think Duke is playing. You know, I'm worried about Duke. Duke is playing awesome on both sides of the ball right now.
Right.
Virginia Tech's going to be without their quarterback. Their defense gave up 43 points last week to Old Dominion. I see Duke throwing the ball everywhere.
Now Duke is not the second best team in the ACC. Everybody know Clemson is. Miami is second. Duke may be the third best team in the ACC though right now.
Man, I have respect for Coach Cutliff. He's an offensive guru. And I say it's hard to recruit kids to come to Duke.
Yeah, it is, because it's mainly a basketball. Yeah, and maybe baseball.
Yeah, you got to have all your grades pretty square there. So,
Duke wins. South Carolina at number 17, Kentucky. We're not talking about basketball.
I don't know, man. I still don't know about this South Carolina team. But they are on the road. So I'm going to go Kentucky, but I think it's going to be a good game.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game. They actually have South Carolina favored by one. So there's a lot of respect for the South Carolina team. So I think it'll be a good game to watch. I'm going to give Kentucky the edge since
Wildcats.
They're at home. All right, so Stanford, number 7 Stanford at number 8 Notre Dame. And about time Notre Dame loses.
I agree. I had a conversation with this guy that's a Notre Dame fan, and like, I mean, I don't know what they're drinking. What juice they're drinking, because Notre Dame, like, they finally put up a bunch of points, 50-something points. I don't even know who they played last week. I don't care who they played last week. But it was with the backup quarterback. Like,
I don't think.
Stanford is going to be prepared, and they had that game with Oregon already. They already faced that, so I say Stanford wins. Bryce Love runs
right
all over them.
So yeah, they beat Wake Forest last week.
Wake Forest, no defense. Wake Forest.
They're not gonna do much.
I'm picking Stanford, and you know what? I want to watch this game too. I want to see Stanford beat Notre Dame.
Then they saying matchup wise that Notre Dame is more favored as far as like the matchups.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. I think Love is gonna break out in this game. Now another thing, Stanford is gonna have to be balanced in this game because they don't want Notre Dame to stack up against the run, and then they force the throw, and then, you know, they start picking them off. So it's 7-8. I still like Stanford. I think they're going to put it together. They're going to end up 5-0 in this one. All right, man. This next game, BYU at Washington. Interesting.
They have – BYU.
Oh, Canada.
Yeah, they took down Stanford, and I didn't see that coming.
Right.
I mean, BYU beat.
No, that's Wisconsin. Yeah, took out Wisconsin.
Bethred took out Wisconsin, and Wisconsin, I think, is solid.
They really are.
And now they're going to Washington. If BYU can play that defense they played, like they play Wisconsin. Because Wisconsin, Jonathan Taylor, running back, no slouch. I mean, he was up for the Heisman before the season started. So, I have to say BYU.
BYU. I'm going to go Washington. Only because Washington has something to prove. They lost that first game of the season.
They played tough. That's why it was so hard picking BYU.
And now I don't think there is a Pac-12 school that's going to beat them. Maybe if Arizona State can play solid for four quarters, them along with their coach motivating them may have a shot to beat Washington in the Pac-12. The rest of the teams, USC, Oregon, even Stanford, more likely going to lose to Washington. But we'll see. I think BYU will put up a good fight, going to look strong, but I'm going to take Washington in this one. All right, Ole Miss at LSU, who I thought was going to drop out of the top 25 after the first game of the season. And then look at where they are.
I want them to keep winning. Make us look, make right. Miami look good.
You're right.
I think they polarize Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Just like Alabama did.
And, you know, even if they keep winning, they're not going to move because as long as it's Alabama 1, you know, Clemson 2, and then on down, of course, the Buckeyes going to stay number 4. It's really not going to be a lot of movement. No, Georgia number 2, Clemson number 3. All right, so the last game, Oregon at Cal. It seemed like that might be an even game.
Yeah, I mean, Oregon's favored by 1. But
I'm going to go Oregon. I think they're going to go in and beat them.
And I'll take Cal.
All right, cool. So, all right, so let's go. Let's go ahead and transition into this NFL, man. We got some really good games going on. We already talked about the Rams doing their thing. All right, so
your Bengals and Falcons.
Bengals,
man.
And Falcons, I think, is going to be an exciting game. And 2, I'm going to be able to see the game. Because I don't get to see Bengals games here in Chattanooga, people. I'm out of bounds. It's either Titans or Falcons. So my Bengals kind of get left off. But this weekend, I will be watching Bengals-Falcons.
And the Falcons are favored.
Yes, they are. Kind of chilled out drinking my water. Yes, right there.
All right, so who you got in this? I know who you're pulling for, but I'm going to tell you why your Bengals are going to win. Atlanta's Falcons, dude, they have way too many injuries. They've had, I think, 4 of their starters go down. I think Andy Dalton, I hope he bounces back.
He's please.
So inconsistent because he'll have those games where he's like on fire for maybe even 3 or 4 games, and then you have what he had last week.
Well, you see him, you say, man, he might be a top 5 quarterback.
Yeah, from TCU.
But, yeah, and then, like, after last week, you're like, oh, nah, he low 20s, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. We gotta talk running game. If we can get production, if Joe Mixon,
is he gonna be back?
Well,
I hope he is because he's number 10. He's number 10, and he didn't even play last week. He's number 10 on the list of rushing yards.
He's out. Joe Mixon is out.
Well, he's number 10 in rushing yards.
Billy Price, the center, he's out. You have Devontae Freeman, the running back, he's out. So, yeah. Yes. Well.
Go Bengals.
Go Bengals. The passing game still will be in. This might be like an arena football league game where it's just going to be a lot of passing. Try to keep up. So, I don't know. It's going to be exciting. I'm definitely going to be watching. All right, so I'm going Bengals.
I know.
All right, the next game, man. Jets at Jaguars. Who you got, man?
All right, so they got that quarterback, Denard. I have to say, the Jaguars.
Yeah.
Even though they couldn't get nothing going against the Tennessee Titans, they scored 6 points. I like the Jags' defense.
Yeah, I like them.
They have a couple guys leading the league right now. Yeah, we're only a few games in, but they're playing. That defense is good, I think. No, I'm not going to say I think because Blake Bortles on it. He might play like trash again. I think Leonard Fournette is back. So
he back. He questionable.
I think he's going to play. He might have been supposed to be back last week, and he didn't play. But
yeah.
I think Jags pull this one out.
Yeah, I think so too. And with that running game going, I think the Jets might be in trouble. I'm going Jaguars.
All right.
Dolphins, Patriots. It's about time.
Okay, Ryan, I got to talk about Ryan Tannehill. Dude, he's number – I forgot, what was it? He's 11-1 in his last 12 games or something like that.
Wow.
He's fifth in the league as far as QBR rating, and one of those quarterbacks went up last night, Jared Goff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's ahead of him. But, dude, this guy is – he's not playing just crazy numbers, but he's playing just the right
– Just smart football.
Right now. He's not putting up, like, 8 touchdowns, 4 touchdowns. He might even have maybe no touchdowns, but he's just managing the game well. So, I'm going for these Dolphins. Frank Gore, running back, catching.
I'm going Dolphins because I want to see the Patriots go 1-3. This is going to be a wonderful year to see the Patriots losing people.
Man, the wide receivers, like, it's just, I think they figured them out. Like, they need that superstar get going.
You're right, and I think that the Patriots are finally meeting their match. You can't keep trading out all your players. It's been working for a long time. Like, you don't know who their receivers are, who is their running back, or who is on defense. Like, literally, they play as a team, and that's great. But you have to keep your stars. Pay on the money.
Yeah.
Keep them. But they
Cook, man. They should Cook out. I mean, they got first round pick and another round pick, but it blows my mind. You're trying to figure out all these other guys, who's going to be your wide receiver? Nah,
right.
Too close to the beginning of the season to do all that, which they did, and now they're sitting at 1-3?
Yep, 1-2, about to be 1-3. You just predicted them to lose.
Yeah, I'm going for the Dolphins, man.
And then the Dolphins going to be 4-0. Awesome.
Yeah.
Good. So,
going for those Miami Dolphins.
And this is going to be a really competitive game, I think. Eagles-Titans, because Titans are at home. Now, I know the Eagles won the Super Bowl last year, but this is going to be a tough game for them. They beat the Jaguars last week.
Yeah, that Titans defense, man. They got to give it up to them.
They got D.
If Mariota comes back. They said his elbow. That's why he was back up last week. His elbow. He's losing. It's like tingling, feeling. But he did enough last week to win the game. So I'm picking Eagles though.
Yeah,
I'm going with the Eagles.
That's a smart pick. I'm gonna go. Again, I'm going home team.
Titans.
I'm going Titans, man.
Got you. Nashville people, y'all want to go see it? Go see it.
Texans, Colts.
Ooh.
Yeah. Will the Texans finally get a win? That's going to be a tough. They got Indy by one.
You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to go with the Houston Texans. I got family over there. I don't know why. But this game.
I'm not going to go home team on this one. I'm going to go Texas. They finally get that win.
They finally get that win.
Bills, Packers at Lambeau. Who you got?
Man, the Bills were so surprising last week. But the that's a tough game, man.
Aaron Rodgers at home.
Yeah, but they lost the other week at home, too.
Well, yeah.
Or no, they tied. Did they tie?
Yeah, and that was against Minnesota, though.
Yeah.
That's a difference. True. Yeah, you see what they did against the Rams.
I'm saying Packers all day long.
Yeah, right. I'm going with the Packers, man. So.
Packers at home. It's the next game. Lions-Cowboys.
Yeah, it was good to see the Lions win last week. But Cowboys win this one at home.
I think Dak Prescott is going to stay, you know, instead of taking off and running all the time, he's going to stay in that pocket and deliver the ball. That's what he needs to do. And I think he does it this week.
Zeke the Freak is gonna go off. They gotta have a passing game, Dallas. Come on. Are you gonna stay this simple in your play calling? You gonna keep losing games? Run the ball. Throw the ball. Just keep them throw it off.
All right, what's the next game? Two more games.
Buccaneers, Bears, baby.
Oh no, a few more games.
Now this might actually be a good game.
I think it definitely will be. I like the Bears, that, what's his name? Mac.
Oh, yeah, Khalil Mack.
Yeah, he has four sacks on the year.
He balled.
The Bucks, man. Yeah, these teams are playing good. I'm going to take the Bucks.
And I'm going to go.
Home team.
I am going to go home team. I'm going to go Bears. They'll do enough. They're at home. And when you're at home and you're a defensive team, I think you got the advantage. So, go Bears. Go Bears. Duh Bears.
I like Fitzpatrick, man.
I do like him.
How even if he threw three interceptions, they were still in the game. So that tells me a lot about that team.
You think he bounced back this week then?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, he's some of the – that one interception shouldn't even happen, the one I actually saw. But, I think they bounced back.
Seahawks at the Cardinals.
Seahawks all day long. Cardinals, they have no offense.
You think they're going to go 0-16?
It looks like they might be the next Browns.
Oh, that feel bad for them.
Sammy Bradford, they ain't doing it.
Seahawks even it up. They'll be 2-2 after Sunday. All right, Browns and Raiders.
Oh, man, you know I'm big on the Browns right now. Baker Mayfield. Also, their defense is so surprising, too. That defensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Who's on that defensive line? I just read about Garrett. They got Miles Garrett. Miles Garrett. They got another guy that is just – they got a few sacks themselves. But that defensive line is playing tough, and I'm taking the Cleveland Browns at Oakland.
Yeah, I must say, I can't go Oakland. I gotta go Browns. Not because it's all teams Ohio, because my Bengals gonna whoop the Browns. But I really think the Browns gonna go in there and take care of business.
Yeah, it'd be good for the city.
It would be. All right, Saints at the New York Giants.
It's hard to bet against Drew Brees.
Yeah.
That running back. Who were you?
Kamara.
We were just talking about
that. Yeah, he got Kamara. And then he also got Ingram to hand it off to.
And I can't name any guy on the defensive side for the Saints because they've been giving up so many points. I think they're giving up like 30 points a game so far this year.
Yeah.
But I take the Saints over Eli Manning.
It's a pretty even game.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you one thing.
I do like Barkley, though. Barkley. Back. He might be. Who else could be MVP? Rookie.
Oh, rookie.
Rookie of the year. I mean, that quarterback for the Jets is playing pretty good.
Yeah, but Barkley more likely going to be the rookie of the year.
Because
he keep playing like
Giants
this.
Giants are sorry, too. So.
They're going to keep handing him the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, they do got Odell Beckham, so you can't rule that out.
Of course they do.
Barkley's still going to have a huge year. All right, so next game, we have 49ers, Chargers.
I'm taking the charge. I'm going with Phillip Rivers.
Yeah,
Chargers. 49ers running back, though. He's putting up some yards, but their quarterback's hurt, so of course he'd be putting up yards. I'm taking L.A. Chargers in this game.
I'm going Chargers. Ravens.
425 people.
Ravens Steelers.
I'm going to have to go Pittsburgh. Ben Roethlisberger. Do I think they're a good – I mean, yeah, they're good.
Yeah,
they're good.
Yeah,
I got to give it to them. Ravens have been playing good the last two games. But – I don't know, because the Steelers, Tampa Bay had three turnovers and they were still in the game. Steelers, go Steelers, Pittsburgh.
And I'm going to go, I hate the Steelers with a passion, so I'm going Ravens. It's biased. It's completely biased. The Steelers may win this game.
I got you.
I think Ravens take care of business, though. Now, this next game, man, is probably going to miss this game because I'll probably sleep by the time it comes on. But the Kansas City Chiefs at Denver.
I my God, Pat Mahomes all day. This guy's playing unbelievable right now. The Chiefs, wow.
Yeah.
If the Broncos win, I will be so surprised, even though Broncos playing good ball too. But who's going to stop Pat Mahomes? Von Miller? Maybe.
He might. Maybe. He might get in good. There.
Yeah. But Chiefs, Kansas City.
But I think the Chiefs got enough defense to offset, you know, the Broncos. And then, two, when you have a good offense clicking the way that the Chiefs offense is clicking, you keep that defense guessing and you get Denver's offense out of sync, I think the Chiefs gonna beat them down. I'm going Chiefs.
All right, man. How's the gym, man? You looking swole.
Man,
even putting in all these
I've been switching it up in the gym. Let me tell y'all, when you work out, don't do the same routine all the time. No, get a routine, but sometimes you got to switch it up. Sometimes you do arms, sometimes you do legs. Sometimes you do chest and back. Then sometimes you switch it all around. And then you go there. So you gotta constantly keep your body guessing. So your body say, oh man, I like that. Cause if you keep doing the same old thing, you'll be like some of the guys I see in the gym who be running 10 miles a day and they look like they out of shape. Your body wants confusion, new things. So switch it up in the gym, man.
I got you, man. Me and Tacos, man, my wife bought me a cool sign that said Tacos for Life. And it
Yo, I seen dude. That, dude. I think I liked it. What was it on Instagram?
Did you post it? I think I put them on everything. I tried to put on everything, but, you know, shout out for my wife for that. That was pretty dope. She found out on clearance, too, so I was mad about the spending.
Saving money.
Mom's making tacos this weekend. Chicken tacos, fundraiser. So I'm pumped about that on Sunday.
I'm thinking barbecue this weekend. I don't know, man. I see how it goes.
Okay, before we leave, we got to talk baseball and then shout outs.
Yeah, man. Yeah. The playoffs is almost set. The AL is pretty much a done deal.
The AL was set. So we got Boston.
Cleveland.
And Cleveland, man, something about Cleveland is they have four pitchers that have over 200 strikeouts or something like that each.
They're a good team.
Watch out.
Yeah, they.
Then we got who's Oakland, Yankees, wild cards, but who was that? Houston. Oh my gosh, how can I
forget Houston? Number
Astros,
two
people.
Team, yeah.
The AL is set. Now the National League, exciting days.
That's where it get tricky. See, because it's not set in stone.
Nope.
You know, Chicago, they have a two-game lead over Milwaukee. Of course, both of them are in the playoff, but they're in the same division. Mm-hmm. Two games. I think Milwaukee has the easier schedule that's left over. So, who knows? They might pull it off and actually win the Central. But Colorado, look at them, man. They're over the Dodgers by one game.
By one game, people.
One game.
The Dodgers, I think, have the Giants, I want to say. The Giants left in a three-game series, and then Colorado has Washington left. So.
Yeah, so, see. And that can be challenging, though.
Yep.
The Nationals have a chance to put a team out, so it might happen. The Dodgers, they won't control of the National League West, so they may end up being the number two seed. So of course they're going for it.
Yep. So it's by next week for sure. We will have everything set. Wild cards be ready to play. We might even have some ties.
Might.
It's exciting in the baseball world.
All right, so there you have it, man. You got any shout-outs?
Man, shout-out to always my family, my wife, you. And I appreciate everything. I appreciate you challenging me. I like this. I enjoy
awesome,
this.
Man.
What about you, man?
Hey, man. You know, I just want to shout out to my family as well. Chattown for even showing me love. See, because I'm a transplant. I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio. So, you know, if a town don't like you, you pack up and you leave. And Chattanooga has accepted me. Thankful for you, Art, because, man, I remember one day you was throwing ideas around, man. You was talking smack. And I was like, dude, let's do it. And you looked at me like, huh? I was just talking smack. Like, and I was like, I'm feeling your idea, man. Yeah, let's do this podcast. So I like it, man. We're doing a great job, I think. And people, let us know what you think of our show.
Share it with other people. I mean, we're still in a work in progress. I mean, we're looking to do big things.
Exactly. Big things.
Yeah, it just takes a little time.
That's our show. Peace.
See you on Tuesday. The Rundown.
The Rundown.
We out.